This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lots of conversation about the president's trip to Israel, and it was a quick trip. I remember I said to somebody today, hey, you know, Biden went to Israel and a lot of the meetings got canceled, but he did go, and it really was an in and out situation because of some of the cancellations. And I think also for safety reasons, this trip was not, I don't know if it was intended to be a couple days, but it was more like a drop-in visit. We got your back. Here's what we're saying in case you haven't gotten the message. And then, of course, the concern over the people across the strip and what's happening with the hospital bombing, because there's so much conversation about that. And we talked about this the other day. There's just no way. If you look at how the parking lot, because it really was the parking lot of this huge hospital, look, where 500 people were killed, there's just no way. It looks like it was flame bombed, kind of. That's my explanation for it. So what has happened at the hospital and how deadly this event has become, and the back and forth over the blame game, I think it's pretty clear that it is Hamas that did this, but with the Israelis and the Palestinians blaming each other, an independent forensic inquiry would probably be able to come up with the answer almost immediately. But I think when you look at the event, how it unfolded, the way it looks on the ground, I think it's pretty tough to think that this was an Israeli bombing. Regardless, there's a bombardment of information that is flying around the Middle East. And as I said, the president was there for just a short moment, it seemed like, how quickly he dipped in and out. And we're going to let you hear what he had to say coming up, but first let's go to Grimm. He joins us. He's on the hotline, so to speak. Boy, it's been great to visit with him lately. Hey, Grimm, how are you?
Well, I'm going to try to do my best to try and come back regularly.
Nice.
Well, there's just been silent too long, Kate, and I don't want to publicize by dementia anymore than what he's getting.
Yeah.
We'd be better off if he'd stay in the basement or on the beach, and anybody that knows shark-infested waters, invite him. But as far as people in this country, it's the everyday living that's really needing to be dealt with. Too much. The shelves are empty. The prices are going up. The manufacturers are taking what's good off the shelves to survive off. I just don't see how people make it. I really don't. I have a hard time looking at.
Yeah, what's happening? I think if you look at the consumer price index, and if you look at inflation, and of course what's happening with housing, and despite the fact that people are spending, I think the numbers don't match up, especially in a couple of areas of the country where it's tough. Yeah,
look at the education. In high school, every girl took home economics. They don't teach that anymore. They don't teach how to survive in the kitchen, how to cook, how to budget. Home economics is not taught. It's just like my course, economics. You want to talk about economic mathematical principles, savings is not even considered anymore. And when I took it, my professor told me if it ever dropped down below 12%, the national savings, this country's in a world of hurt. And we don't even have it calculated in the formula anymore. Because people are not able to save.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. It's grim when you look at some of that grim. I'm going to let you slide because I want to slide into some of what's happening across the country. But it does feel like that. By the way, home economics, men and women, I hope you're thinking that because the woman's in the kitchen has to do everything. I know that's not the direction you were going because that would be disastrous because that would not work. That wouldn't work for me and that wouldn't work for most of the people I know. But I understand what you're saying, that it just survival, some of the survival courses or things that used to be taught aren't taught, and the whole idea of savings, but there's no money to save. That's part of it. It's the gig economy. It's, if we're going down that direction, it's like we're rudderless in so many different areas. We don't have a Speaker of the House for over 2 weeks. You look at Jim Jordan, who went through yet another round of voting, not elected in for the Speaker. Who's going to grab the gavel? Who knows? Because what happens here is crazy. He failed on the second Speaker vote, and the division in the Republican Party is off the charts. I mean, off the charts. That's what the key thing is when we're talking about here at home, that there's so much division, and what does that lead to, I guess, is what is so key. All right, as I said, coming up this hour, your thoughts when we hit the mailbag, also some odds and ends. Plus, coming up in our next segment, we'll hear what the president had to say. It was an emotional speech. He hit the high notes of loyalty and emotion and caution, and he raises hope even for Gaza aid, I think, because that's the other part of it where he's saying, I understand anger and be careful with that anger and what does that mean and what will happen if it goes completely over the top. And, you know, he said that's part of the gist of what he was saying. And so much of that centered around that hospital, the fact that the Gaza hospital blast was the result, we said this the other day, appears to be the result of an errant rocket fire by the militant group Hamas. Even though, again, the blame game seems to go back and forth on this, and of course it would, based on what's happening in the Middle East. So it's a powder keg. That's what we're looking at. And then that's created hostility here in the United States. So of everything else that we're dealing with, that's also become part of, as I said, housing is crazy since we went down this road right at the top here with Grimm. The mortgage rate hit 8%. Demand lowest level since 1995. Anybody in the real estate business? Wow. Commissions are like nil for most people because there are areas where they're not selling. You can't sell anything. All right, coming up next, the chance that we're heard at the Capitol plus what the president had to say.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Happened earlier in the day on Wednesday. Hundreds of protesters were arrested. They were inside the Cannon office building. That was the chant that they were yelling out. They initially protested on the Capitol grounds, but then made their way into the rotunda. Respondents, because they do all these stand-ups during congressional proceedings, that happens every single day that the Capitol's up and going. So the Capitol Police said the demonstrators weren't allowed in the Capitol buildings, that the protesters were being arrested and charged with assault on an officer even during processing. And the protests actually were organized by Jewish Voice for Peace. They say they're the largest progressive anti-Zionist organization in the world. They unfurled like a big banner in the rotunda, and it said, "Let Gaza live." That was one of them. So the public is allowed to go, just for the record, into the Capitol office buildings again, but cannot cause a disturbance. That's the other part of that, right? And on the Senate side, one demonstrator interrupted a foreign relations confirmation hearing for Jack Lew to be the next U.S. ambassador, by the way, to Israel. So there was some action on the Hill, but no action, like I already mentioned at the top, when it comes to approving Jordan or coming up with some sort of alternative as to who would be Speaker of the House. I'll just say this for grins. Again, Jordan lost 4 Republican votes, gained 2 in round 2, if you want to know the numbers.
Wouldn't it be nice to hear that lovely music? Stepping aside for a minute, a little technical snafu.
Here's what the president had to say today in Israel.
The world watched then. It knew. And the world did nothing. We will not stand by and do nothing again. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever.
All right, so he's talking about the Holocaust. The world stood by and watched and didn't do anything, but that we were not going to stand by this time around, right? So saying that we're here, we're supporting Israel, and we got your back, and that's what we want to communicate. So just the main message, the U.S. stands with Israel as we, again, watch what is happening there as the Israelis get ready for a full-scale offensive, is what has been said since earlier in the week. And the hope is still to aid the people who are stuck in the middle of all of this. On the northern border, Hezbollah missiles are flying about and civilians are trying to flee, but there aren't a lot of places to get out of the country. So 115 miles from Gaza, as Israel is also trying to harden the border with Lebanon on Wednesday because they're preparing for the potential second front in this war against the Islamists. And you've got all those small towns and so those pretty hilly areas. And the fear there is that Hezbollah is going to join the fight. We talked about that right from the very beginning. So you got tanks, you got personnel carriers, you position throughout that area, you have military checkpoints, sealed units, establishing encampments under tree cover, and you have forces on both sides exchanging fire multiple times in the last handful of days, especially since Hamas attacked on the 7th, where at least 1,400 people were killed. Immediately, the thought was, what about the other borders? Hezbollah says 8 of its fighters in the area have been killed in these Israeli strikes since Tuesday. And the IDF is saying that at least 5 Israelis have been killed, including 3 soldiers in a shootout with a Hezbollah gunman who infiltrated the area. So I've been looking at maps, and boy, oh boy, there are a lot of areas that are so exposed and could be vulnerable to Hezbollah. And then you throw in the other side of that with Hamas. There's great concern for, I think, all those borders for sure. That was the idea of the U.S. sending a couple of warships. The Eisenhower's the last one, hoping that show of force would deter the group and Iran, it goes back to that, from launching a full-scale attack. But then you've got this humanitarian crisis that's pushing Israeli airstrikes punishing strikes that are pushing the people and have killed more than 3,000 people, and that's also stroking the anger in Lebanon and across the Arab world and could push Hezbollah to escalate. So powder keg is the right word. I mean, that's exactly what we were looking at when we look across at Israel and we look at those borders and what is ultimately the U.S. involvement. I mean, how far does this go? How wide does this ultimately go? And I think that was part of the intention for Biden going to the Middle East, was to show not support, not only to support, but like, okay, here's the deal, people. If this tilts full circle, what are we doing? Who's coming in? What kind of support are we showing? And who else is here with us, right? I mean, that's the other part of it. All right, coming up on the show, as I said, we have a mailbag. There are some some of you who are, of course, as I say, this show is about what are you talking about, and you're talking about the struggles that you see overseas, and also how does that affect here, us here at home. Then there was some concern about, and I think a lot of Americans, by the way, overwhelmingly are backing Israel in the Hamas war, but there is a much wider fear of the conflict, and I'm going to address that when we hit the mailbag because of some of the questions that I got. But in the meantime, closer to home, Hurricane Norma is forming in the Pacific, and it could approach Cabo by the weekend. That's a big place where people go. They save their pennies and they go to Los Cabos. But after hitting Mexico, some of the remnants will probably fuel a bunch of rain that will hit at least the central parts of the U.S. That part could be a good deal, as long as you can get the full force winds of a hurricane, right? Right now we're looking at Cat 1, but then that's that whole thing of how does it strengthen, and then what does that mean when it goes over the Baja California Peninsula. So lots of impacts of rain could be good, but if it's too heavy, it won't be good. So we got our eyes on that storm. Mailbag coming up next.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping are in Northern California, with Biden opening the talks by speaking directly to the Chinese leader.
I've never doubted what you've told me in terms of your candid nature in which you speak. I value our conversation because I think it's paramount that you and I understand each other clearly, leader to leader.
In a hypothetical 2024 presidential election, former President Donald Trump would defeat California Governor Gavin Newsom, as according to Stack Data Strategies projections. The latest projection indicates Trump winning the Electoral College against Biden, who would secure the popular vote. Lawmakers are questioning Apple about the cancellation of Jon Stewart's show, inquiring if China played a role. A House committee has written to Apple CEO Tim Cook on whether Apple TV Plus decisions are influenced by China. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Alright, we dive right in. You can say your thoughts 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Max says, Kate, wow. Looking at what happened in Israel, I agree with you. I heard you talking the other night about all the personal stories. It is about that and how sad it is to see the families weeping, worried, and the faces of young children who were kidnapped, knowing that there are Americans in that bunch. And Americans were also caught and killed in the middle of what all of a sudden became an atrocious, horrible situation because of the terrorist group Hamas. And I would have to believe that most Americans feel sympathy for the Israeli people, but certainly don't want to see this escalate into some kind of third world war. How disastrous that would be for everyone, and how many more people would fall and die for what? You know, it's interesting. Yeah, absolutely. I can't tell you, watching these stories, how sad, horrible, like, you know, there are no adjectives that can describe what that looks like to see that. How I look at the people, and I know some people that were in Israel. They're out of Israel, and a couple of them were Christians that were over there and were so excited to tour, to see and look at the history of Jerusalem and a couple of other things. And then I know people that live there, and it's really, really scary to me. So there was this poll, there's lots of polls that are being done. There was a poll that was done by CNN showing that America, in their polling sample, is expressing what Max and I are saying, a lot of sympathy for the Israeli people, and broadly see the Israeli government's military response to Hamas's, the Hamas attacks as justified. 71% of Americans in this particular poll, the CNN poll, say they feel a lot of sympathy for the people over the attacks. 96% express at least some sympathy for them, but do not, you know, you had 80% saying they do not want to see this escalate into something where we have boots on the ground and we're involved in the situation. They don't want to see it deteriorate into that, which, okay, absolutely, that makes sense. I said at the top, the president was considering, you know, $10 billion in aid for Israel. Part of the problem also, too, is what's happening in, Congress. Under U.S. law, Congress, not the executive branch, controls spending. So to have the money, to send the money, all of that is fine. There was a weird number that was flying around. It was like $100 billion. During the day, I heard something about $100 billion. That's what we're talking about. That's the figure that they're considering. If it's not $100 billion, I don't. Although supposedly, I don't know. Supposedly there was some supplemental request of $100 billion. That number started to fly around. But it would make sense if you're talking about Ukraine. Taiwan was another thing. Security on the U.S. border with Mexico, and then Israel. I think if you broke it down, though, the number was $10 billion for Israel, by the way. Okay, so then we go to this one from Joe. America Tonight listeners, wow. I listen during the day. Kate, I listen to your show, and during the day I catch Hannity, you know, when I can. With both of you, it just depends on what's going on in my company. I have a company and I have 50 employees. So it depends on what's happening with us as to my listening on a particular day. But in watching and seeing and looking at the videos and the things that are happening in Israel and hearing you talk about, and I heard Hannity talk about this too, Americans that are escaping either through cruise ships or any kind of flights that can get them out, and a lot of people trying to make that become a reality. It makes sense to me because I think the situation is just too dangerous for anyone to be in a situation where they can't get out of Israel, especially when you look at now even the northern border and Hezbollah. You talked about that. Hannity talked about that. And the situation with Iran, let's face it, fueling so much of what's going on. How big is this going to get? I mean, that's the question, right? How big is this going to get? And for the Israelis, it couldn't get any bigger. The Fuhrer, the wanting revenge, the getting the hostages out. But there's Americans mixed into the whole hostage thing. Again, that's also, you know, part of it. All right, I'm going to move to a couple other things. This from Dan. Hallelujah, finally that thug, Vandersloot, admitted that he killed that poor Natalie Holloway. Boy, did we hear so much about Natalie Holloway. I can only imagine that that has to give some comfort to her family, although it's something that should not have happened. Yeah, that's an understatement, right? Should not have happened. Here she is on a school trip, a teenager. And this was like 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago. And you look at, you know, we kept seeing, you're right, we kept seeing all those pictures of Natalie Holloway and video and her family, you know, trying to do whatever they could to get justice for her. And you had this Jeroen Vandersloot right from the beginning, finally confessing to killing Natalie Holloway. A federal judge in Alabama accepted his guilty plea in an extortion case targeting the Holloway family, and in the transcript of his confession, he shared an account of her final moments. He admitted that he crushed her head with a cinder block and dragged her to the ocean when she refused to have sex with him on a beach in Aruba. And he said he was angry and he grabbed the block and he just smashed her completely in the head with it. And he said, you know, basically her face collapsed in. And even though it's dark, I can see her face is collapsed. Ugh. Like, do we need to know the details? But it's terrible. And he said he dragged her until he was about knee deep and pushed her off into the sea. So, of course, there's no body. They're not going to find her body. But finally, this, she was 18 when she went missing during that senior trip. That's what it was, to Aruba. It was back in 2005. And she was with him, left the bar, and that's what happened. And I know that her mother has reacted because so often she was out there pleading for help. And I think that's some closure. It's awful, but there's some closure anyway in that story. Okay, we bounce back to politics. Bruce says, Kate, I know a long time ago he was a guest on your show. Do you think he'll have any impact on the 2024 race now that we have Robert Kennedy running as an independent? Do you think people will, who can't make up their mind or who don't like the alternatives of the current president or the former president, would they jump into the water and try another Kennedy? I like how you say that, another Kennedy. You know, look, in these polls, Biden and Trump are kind of neck and neck. But now you've got, you're right, you got this independent bid by Kennedy. He could upend the race, maybe. But some say that you think naturally that could be on the Democratic side, but it could be on the in the favor of Biden, not against Biden. There was a Marist poll. This is like the night of polls. There's a Marist poll, because I keep track of this stuff, that came out the other day that showed that 49% of registered voters said they would support Biden, 46 Trump. That's so close, right? Neck and neck. And 5% are undecided. So they shifted a lot with Kennedy running as an independent and throwing that into the middle of that whole thing. The poll showed Kennedy winning 16% support among voters. So Trump 37%, Biden 44%, and just 3% were undecided when they flipped him into that. Wow. I mean, Republican support for Trump dropped from 91% to 81%. Kennedy got 11% of Republican votes. He could be a factor in it. Could be a factor in it. All right, we move to yet another one. Tracy. Kate, I heard you say you miss Texas, and especially now when you've got the series going on between the Astros and the Rangers. My one son lives in Houston. He is an Astros fan. And my other son and his family live in a suburb of Dallas. And their two little boys, my grandsons, are huge Ranger fans. And that series has gotten pretty interesting, don't you think? I think the Astros, who were down 2-0 in the third game on Wednesday, came back and they started off just ripping the cover off the ball. They took the Rangers down 8-5, so the Rangers would have had a 3-0 lead. Can you imagine that? And it's so tough mathematically if you don't at least grab one of those, but they did. And it is kind of fun that it's like this whole all Texas thing when it comes to the American League Championship Series. So one of those two teams is going to represent the American League in the World Series. Which one will it be? The Astros have seemed to have a vice grip on the championship series, but boy, the Rangers are looking really, really good. All right, thanks for all of your thoughts and all your emails. Keep them coming, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com. Odds and ends to close out the hour.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Ends. I like to call this because we dump in the things that are being talked about a little bit, but you don't hear much about it. There's so much overwhelming info, of course, about Israel and Israel's fight and going after Hamas and Hezbollah and the mixture in between. What is that powder keg in the Middle East, and our heavy concerns for the people that are there, that are caught in the middle of all of this. And then, of course, I think the thing that is so frightening to me is the hostages. And where are the hostages? Every day there's this new twist. You see the tunnels that Hamas has dug and how hard it is for the Israelis to uncover and deal with the tunnels. And what a great escape route that is for Hamas, and how they can set things up that way. And then the overwhelming news of the hospital, and so much conversation about that, and the president's quick in and out trip and support for Netanyahu and Israel, saying we have your back, and then basically parachuting out and getting back to the United States, and other meetings with other world leaders in the Arab world canceled. So odds and ends that make you say, oh, yeah, like Burt Young. Do you know who Burt Young is? You might not remember Burt Young. You would if you go back and you look at the original Rocky. He was Oscar nominated for that role. He was Paulie in Rocky. And he's died. He was 83. Cause of death not immediately known, but it was announced. He died actually back on October 8th. And that role was such a good role. I can see why he was nominated. Right? I mean, he did a lot of movies. He was an actor. Did like 160, had like 160 credits, something like that, to his name. But that role in that first film, I think he was such a key character. So key. There's another movie he was in that I really like. This is one worth, if you're younger too, digging up. Chinatown is the name of the movie. And he played in Chinatown. Remember, that was a powerful movie with Jack Nicholson. There's some really crazy, frightening scenes in that, but he was good in it, and he was also, because I immediately know who he is. When I saw that he died, I was like, oh, he actually had some lighter things. He was in Rodney Dangerfield's movie Back to School, which Back to School, peeps, it holds up. It does. It's funny if you go and dig it up. Back to School is a pretty funny movie, and he was heavily, I'll say heavily, as a character actor, featured in that. All right, go to another odds and ends. I said, you know, we got to lift you up, and then we got to take you right back down again. If you're looking for a house, boy, this is a rough time to do it. A 30-year fixed mortgage, I mentioned the rate at the top, 8% for the first time since 2000. Wow, 8%. How do you afford that? I don't care what you saved up, every penny you saved up. 30-year, think about a 30-year mortgage and 8%, depending on the price of the house. You know, just crazy. And we've seen that construction has fallen a bit, by a little bit less than expected. Retail sales were high. That's what's so interesting. I think people, there's that thing about, let's just spend the money. We got to get happy. Let's just spend the money if we don't have the money. But you're not spending the money on a house when it's 8%. Because then the reality of, yeah, you're going to get that. First of all, you got to qualify. And then you're going to have to pay that monthly nut on that mortgage. And even home builders are using buy downs to help customers afford their houses, and they do that through mortgage subsidiaries. I mean, that's a tool that was hardly used that much in the past, and now it's a huge incentive with builders, because what can they do, right? Wow, the average wait just 2 years ago. I want you to think about this just a quick second. 2 years ago, 30-year fixed. Low as 3%, some a lot lower. So I'm just going to put this into perspective, I guess, in a way for you. I'll call it that. If you get a $400,000 house with 20 down, the monthly payment would be now nearly $1,000 more than it would have been 2 years ago. What can you do with $1,000 in a month? Yeah. That to me says definitely the housing market is really, really tough right now. 8%, it gets any higher than that. You know, and other people, talk to like a great grandparent if you still have any alive, and or a grandparent, ask them how high they've seen it. And you had double digits. There have been double digit moments, certainly. But we're not used to that. That is a giant, giant, giant number. Oh, giant, giant number. Odds and ends. Like I said, that's what this is. That's what this is about. How about this crazy thing that happened in the courtroom with Trump? So there was a screaming court staffer that was arrested, where Trump said to the woman, simmer down. This is like already there's a lot of drama in this trial in New York. So in the middle of this civil fraud trial, but there was even more drama over the top than usual on Wednesday, because a court employee was arrested for this weird, bizarro outburst. Judge Engoron, who handed Trump that gag order, remember, for attacking a court clerk on social media, ordered the former president to quiet down after he expressed frustration and interrupted a real estate appraiser who was testifying. And then you had this frenzy with the person in the court who decided that she was going to get into the middle of it, this court employee, who, of course, now is on administrative leave. She was yelling out to Trump, saying she wanted to assist him. I want to assist you. I want to assist you. I mean, screaming it. I want to assist you. Now, nobody was in danger. She had no weapons or anything like that. But, of course, she was escorted out, and she was charged with contempt of court in the second degree, disrupting a court proceeding. Wow. They didn't release her identity. And I'd say that would be it for whatever that job is. Yeah. I want to assist you. I want to help you. What can I do? Yeah, you're done. And he was just saying, simmer down, simmer down, simmer down, please. And I mean, it is funny because it's so weird. You can't make this stuff up. It's really what happened. Very strange, very, very strange, my friends. Very, very strange. All right, you want a high note? How about this? Tyler Perry, you know who he is. He's a Hollywood heavyweight for sure. He's decided, you know what, he helps people here and there, and usually he's under the radar, but because he doesn't want the credit for it, but he stepped in to help this 93-year-old South Carolina woman who's fighting developers over a home that's been in her family since the end of the Civil War. Yeah, this woman is Josephine Wright, and a group in Hilton Head is suing her, arguing that her screened-in porch, a shed, and a satellite dish were encroaching on the company's property, causing a nuisance and lowering property values and delaying their developmental plans. Because they own land on every side of her, you know, less than 2-acre property. After they acquired it in 2014, they're developing a subdivision in the area. They tried to buy the property a couple years back. They offered $39,000. And so now the Madea actor is building her a 5-bedroom home. I think they messed with the wrong lady. On that note, see, there are good people out there. A reminder, be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, my friends, thanks for listening. Please find your happy.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.